We've got a bunch of really cool people here in the studio today to talk about a really awesome project that is about to get underway here in our community and continue all the way into next week. It's called the Red Ball Project. It is a traveling artwork by Kurt Persky, artist based out of Asheville, but this is an artwork that has been all over the country and all over the world, and it has come back to Chapel Hill, partly in commemoration of the 60th anniversary of the Ackland Art Museum and in conjunction with the town of Chapel Hill. So we are joined here in the studio right now by Susan Brown of the Chapel Hill Public Library, who also runs the town now behind the scenes. So Susan, good to have you here with us in the studio an hour early today. So yes. Awesome. We've got Lauren Turner, who's the assistant curator for the Ackland Art Museum. Lauren, good to be with you as well.
Thanks for having me.
And we've got the artist himself, Kurt Persky, joining us on mic number three. Kurt, thanks for being with us and for being in town this week.
Yeah, we're excited to be here.
So, okay, so who do I start with? Susan?
Let me start by clarifying to my new boss, the town manager, Marius Jones, I do not, in fact, run the town.
I blanked on
I'm
your
going
new
on
title.
The record.
What is the official title now?
So, in addition to being the director of the Chapel Public Library, I'm the executive director for community arts and culture for the town of Chapel
that
Hill.
That thing, okay.
I have many fun things under my portfolio. So, we can start with me. So, here's how I've been telling people about this. Some months ago, our now dear friends and BFFs at the Ackland said, "Hey, Susan Brown, want to partner with us?" And I said, yeah. And then they said, "This partnership is part of our 60th birthday." And I said, great. And then I go to the meeting and Lauren says, "We're going to bring a 15-foot giant red ball and put it in crazy places all over town." And I said, "Let's do this, y'all."
Great. Awesome. Yeah.
It's right up my alley. So we are thrilled that the campus is bringing, or that the Ackland is bringing this gift to the campus. And we're even more thrilled that they said, "Hey, town," in the best town gown spirit, we would love to share this with the community as well. So we're on board as a partner, as a supporter, and a host of two sites. But Lauren can really talk about how this fits in with everything that the Ackland is doing.
Yeah, especially this year for the 60th birthday. But how did all this come to be?
So this all came together because our director, I want to say she encountered this project in Memphis. That was one of your locations.
It might have been, yeah, might have been in Memphis.
And we've been trying to think about how to celebrate our 60th anniversary in a really grand fashion, because it's 60 years of being a central resource for the campus and being at the intersection of town and community. We pride ourselves on always being free and open to the public. So this really appealed to us as a project that we could get even more into the public, where it doesn't even have to be within the walls of our museum. So we thought it would be a great gift for us to give in commemoration of our 60th anniversary to town and gown. So we contacted Kurt, and we were very fortunate that he had an opening fortuitously right as we were hoping to host the project. And the rest is history.
Awesome.
There you go.
So that's how it all came together. That's the Town and Gown collaboration. That's where it began. It might have been Memphis, which is a great country song, by the way, or should be. Mm-hmm. But over to Kurt Persky. Tell us how the entire artwork came together. Like, what was your inspiration? How long has this been up and around?
Okay, there's a lot of questions there. So the project.
Tell
actually,
us your entire life story.
Yeah, exactly. Go. Let me begin at the beginning.
Yeah.
Project actually started in 2001, so it's been running for quite a while. I've worked on it intermittently. It only happens usually a couple times a year. And this sort of version of it only goes to a city once, so it'll only be here once. The entire performance is temporary. Each site is just a day. And for me, the project is very much about being able to look at the physical space we inhabit, the city, the town, the community, and play with it literally as a canvas. The piece is inflated into the places we live in, usually awkwardly, but it inhabits spaces, and it allows us to sort of look and have moments of, you know, surprise, joy, laughter, frustration, if it's blocking you, whatever it might be. But it's very much about that way of working with the built environment, working with what we are there without necessarily needing to change it, but to engage with it and to bring a sense of surprise. And so for me, I very much think of it, though it's a sculpture, as a performance. Mm-hmm. And the piece, like any performance, comes alive with audience. So for me, really what the piece will be like here, what it will mean here, is going to very much be defined by the experience we have this week.
So it's going to be a giant 250-pound, 15-foot inflatable red ball, and it's going to be just in different locations around the community every single
day,
right?
Mean, the locations are not secret, so they're on the project website, they're available hopefully anywhere you might look, but we're starting at the South Building and then moving on. But it's very much about being able to work. We'll catch people by surprise, we'll catch people who are following it, and hopefully have some fun.
Why a giant red ball?
You know, when I conceived of the project, I was working on a specific sort of public art opportunity, and it was really, my background's in sculpture, it was really the physical opportunity of the site, and I went through many, many ideas about how to sort of show what I was seeing, and they were all disastrous. And then in the meeting, like, it might have been the day before I was meeting with the curator, I finally, like, drew this huge ball under this bridge, which is the site I was working with, and was like, I just want to stuff something in there and show the compression of the space. And I did that, and I saw I laughed at the drawing, and then showed it to the next day, and that was really the beginning of it.
That's awesome. Speaking with Kurt Persky again, who is the artist behind the Red Ball Project. RedBallProject.com is the website if you want to find out more about the artwork and get more information on where it's going to be in Chapel Hill. You can also visit Ackland.org, which is the Ackland Art Museum's website. More information on the project and all of the locations there, too. I've got Lauren Turner from the Ackland here in the studio. We've got Susan Brown from the Chapel Hill Public Library and the town of Chapel Hill here in the studio as well, because all of these different organizations are coming together. So, Kurt, this piece has been all over the world. You've been in how many different continents now?
Yeah.
Five?
It's been in over 30 cities internationally, and so it's been a lot of places. We've been in Asia and the Middle East and Abu Dhabi and all over, and then you know, places in the States as well. So it's had a lot of travel.
What reactions have you gotten that maybe you didn't expect?
You know, for me, one of the things that's interesting about the public nature of the project, and that I think is also fascinating about being able to do essentially a public art piece or a street art piece or whatever box you put it in internationally, is that the audience really defines also the work. And so in different communities, we have the project sort of live in different ways. And for some communities, that's very much like dialogue. Some, you know, for some communities, it's very photographic. Others, it's physical. I'm always curious to see what'll happen, you know, with a new audience and a new environment.
What has been your favorite just place to be so far?
Well, you know, it's a little different than like the travel of it. Like the way you travel as, say, a tourist is really different. I mean, for me, it's very much within the context of the piece about audiences that are willing to embrace an invitation, because the piece does operate invitationally. It's not going out into public and then trying to convince anyone of anything. It's very much an invitation in. And so really it works best when the public are willing to relax and take that invitation. And so you never know where that might come from. You know, sometimes for me, the strangest reactions are not the ones you might expect. It's the businessman walking by the piece, reaches behind his back to touch it because he doesn't want anyone to see him touch it. That happens. And that, to me, is also like part of what the piece is about, is like, what permission do we give ourselves?
How has the journey been? I mean, you've been to more than 30 cities with this. Was that what you imagined in your head when it started?
No.
Like, how does the...
No,
does one city lead to another?
Yeah.
Do you imagine cities in your head of here's where I want to
yeah,
go?
Yeah, no, in the beginning of the piece, it became really clear to me that it would grow in context and strength through repetition, that the story of it would make more sense as it traveled. But I didn't have any sense of the scope at all of what would be under. The first curator I worked with, she had a better sense of that than I did. Mm-hmm. She saw it before I did.
speaking with Kurt Persky again. We've also got Lauren Turner from the Ackland Art Museum, Susan Brown from the Chapel Hill Public Library in the town of Chapel Hill here in the studio as well. And the locations, Thursday at South Building, Friday at the House Undergrad Library on campus. A lot of these are going to be on campus. Saturday, right next to the Ackland Art Museum. Sunday on Varsity Alley or near East Franklin Street. Curry Residence Hall on Monday. Chapel Hill Public Library on Tuesday. And that's going to coincide with an artist talk, right? And then the Forest Theater is a great place to wrap up on Wednesday as the project ends. And if you want that schedule again, ackland.org or redballproject.com. So over to Lauren, who selected the site for this? Was this collaborative or who made the decisions?
I mean, ultimately, Kurt made recommendations and we did as much as we could to make his first choices happen. I know that Kurt has a sort of a better notion of what sort of sites work. We definitely gave you a short list going in of like these might be interesting. Some of them I think we might have been correct on. Some of them we missed the mark entirely. I know part of what was important also was making sure that the sites being chosen were dynamic during the time that it's up, which is 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. So making sort of to that extent, right, Kurt did a lot of like observation of sort of like foot traffic and vehicle traffic to know what places were busy and on what days.
Yeah, how much scouting did you have to do of the town?
Right, so for each city, I do a site visit in advance. And so I was here months ago. I don't remember. It blurs,
May?
But I was here, maybe
during the school year, right? So you know what the traffic is on campus.
Yeah, so I was here in May running around taking photos surreptitiously.
And measuring things
and, and making people nervous probably. But yeah, so that was all part of it. And I was here for, around a week. And it just takes a long time to find locations that are going to work, they're going to have audience, that are going to have the right feeling to them. And then there are design constraints to the work. You know, it's a certain size, it needs a certain size location. So all those things go into the site visit. And the site visit is very much like the building of the piece in a theatrical sense. And then what we'll have now is a performance.
How else does Ackland get involved in all of this beyond just assisting the project as it moves around?
The Ackland, we were really sort of the liaison for Kurt with getting the permissions for all of the sites, which anyone who works on campus...
That's a nice way of saying Lauren did all the work.
There's a lot of people with a lot of, different worries and concerns on campus, and we were making sure that they were all feeling at ease before it got here so that we're able to have a successful, happy time. So the Ackland was in charge of a lot of the just sort of pounding the pavement, telling people about it.
I imagine there's a much longer story behind the acquisition of the permissions that you can't even begin to get into, maybe a little bit. All right. Over to Susan Brown, Chapel Hill Public Library. You're going to be one of the hosts of the Red Ball on Tuesday of next week, and there's going to be an artist talk as well.
So. Yes, we're thrilled that Kurt's going to be out there at 4 o'clock. We're going to do this right outside by the giant Red Ball, talking about his work, hopefully answering questions, and should be a great time. I will also say that Lauren and her team have done a great job with the PR for this. And so this is a really, I think, photogenic, photographic. Mm-hmm. People want to take pictures of it. So I think I've got all the handles right. So it's at Red Ball Project is your Twitter
that's
handle.
That's the Instagram account, for the project.
Right?
Yeah.
And then hashtag Red Ball Project. So if you follow the Ackland, follow Kurt, follow the library, all of these places will be putting it out there on the social media.
Other things that people will need to know about the project in Chapel Hill for the next week.
Come see it. So I will say we partnered with UNC on the campus and community keys thing that was part of Arts Everywhere. That was the pianos that were out there. And my 13-year-old set this goal to go and play every piano. And so my kids are making the goal to go see the Red Ball at every spot and take a picture. So I think that could also be a way for them to get out of school because they're like, Mom, we have to go at 11 a.m. I'm like,
it's the only time.
It's about the art. It's all about the
right,
art.
Exactly.
It's about the way the noontime light shines on.
That's right.
It's very impressionistic.
Don't give them any more ideas.
It's not truancy when it's the procedure. pursuit of creativity.
I like that. I mean, I love that. I don't know what's happening here. So anyways, I would say people should enjoy it. Come and see it. Follow it around. Come hear Kurt talk and enjoy the gift that the Ackland is giving to the community.
Lauren, other things about the Ackland 60th anniversary celebration that people want to know about?
Oh, yes, we have all sorts of things going on. We're hoping to have this celebration occur throughout the entire year. But for the immediate concerns in terms of the 60th, we will be on Friday opening an exhibition called Birthday Presents, which are works of art that have been given or promised to be given to the Ackland in honor of our 60th anniversary. And I think that's going to be a really interesting sort of microcosm of a lot of our collecting priorities. There will be things that some people say, that's amazing, that's great. And I think there will be things that some people find surprising, but we still are super excited about. We're also reopening our community sort of flex space in the museum that we call Art And. And in that space, it's giving a chance for our visitors to just sort of hang out, basically. We haven't, up until this point, had a cafe or a whole lot of open seating that we can encourage longer visits. But this way, you can sit down, like, give a snack to your kids, take a break from looking at the art. And in that space, we'll be having site-specific commissions. When the first one will be opening this Friday as well. It's a UNC alum who's now a professor at the Maryland Institute of Contemporary Art. Her name is Lauren Frances Adams. And it's this amazing piece where she has quilted together, essentially, works from our collection to sort of look at questions of what we collect, why we collect it, how we collect it, and trying to sort of critique a lot of that. So we're just really delighted that we'll be able to have all of this activity occurring around our 60th.
Awesome. And then finally, Kurt Persky, what is your role going to be this week here in Chapel Hill? And then what's next? Do you know where you're going with the project after this?
Yeah, well, actually, after this, we're headed to the Plains Art Museum in Fargo, North Dakota.
Cool.
My role here is hopefully as small as possible. I'm really here now to enjoy the work and work with the team in getting all the sites done and the documentation. We have a photographer with us also who's going to be shooting each day and putting up images, and I'll be working with him.
Cool. Again, redballproject.com is the website for the project, ackland.org for more information about the Ackland Art Museum celebrating 60 years. First location for the project is going to be Thursday, South Building on campus. New locations every day through Wednesday of next week, where it wraps up at the Forest Theater. Kurt, Lauren, Susan, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.